Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
Look, you are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday. Gun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. You know what we do on Friday. We celebrate. This is one of the things that we work for all week long, even during these short holiday work weeks where you're only working 4 days, but it seems like nine. That's one of the things we do. We don't just let a Friday go by without celebrating.
Oh man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's the one day a week when we get to let our hair down. We don't take ourselves too seriously. You know, the news of the day is still the news of the day, and obviously the devastation of Hurricane Dorian. But we still have fun. Thank you. That's by request, by the way. By request. I just love it. I was fascinated last night. We had the political odd couple on Fox News last night. Did you see that? Yeah, it was just bizarre. It was flaming liberal mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, on with Tucker Carlson. And I must tell you, it was fascinating. The thing that I didn't like it necessarily, but I found compelling was a proposed robot tax. As you know, we have technology that's taking over our industry.
Will Robinson, what is happening?
Okay, enough of Will Robinson. Thank you. Now, all I'm saying is that we have technology that is taking over industry, and something as simple as, and it happened to me the other day, went to mail something at the post office, and you know the greeter, if you will, at my post office, said, "Would you like to use the kiosk?" And I said what I always say: "Well, which of those people behind the counter do you want to lose their job?" "No, I'll just stay in line and I'll talk with somebody." But Bill de Blasio, and this is something I know they've talked about in Seattle. In fact, Seattle City Council may have at one time voted on it. In fact, they may have some sort of a what they call a robot tax. But listen to Bill de Blasio with Tucker Carlson last night. This is cut number one on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Let's institute something that Bill Gates actually was the first one, I think, to call for, which is a quote-unquote robot tax. It says simply, you know, a worker pays income tax. You take away right. Millions and millions of workers, that's a lot less revenue to take care of all the things we need in our society. And it means, of course, millions and millions of people don't have a livelihood. I believe in work. I think you do, too. I believe we need a future that's based on work. So if a company is going to put thousands of people out of work, they should bear responsibility for making sure those folks get a new job, either in the same company or elsewhere. That tax is both an incentive to keep people on the job in a good way, in a productive way.
Right.
Also provides money to help foster, from the federal level, the kinds of things we need a lot more of. We need a lot more investment in renewable energy and recycling and environmental restitution.
Well,
there's all sorts of
areas. Let me ask you this question, though. Okay, so I'm not sure what I think of the second, but I don't think it's totally crazy. I'm happy to read and think about it more. So we're together up until this point, but if you really believe that automation is a threat to low-skilled jobs, why are you for mass immigration? What are all these people going to do we're importing with your help?
Look, Tucker, I'm going to finish the point about what we're trying to achieve here, and I certainly want to answer that question. It's an important one. Let's just be clear about the central point here. Right now, there is no American strategy, no federal government strategy to address automation, and it could be the single most disruptive force in our society
yes.
that we've ever experienced. If you talk about tens of millions of working class and middle class Americans who no longer have work or the prospect of work, that's unacceptable. So the federal government has to step up. There is no strategy now. There's no candidate, in my opinion, who's offering a coherent strategy. I respect
Andrew Yang
for raising the issue.
I would say that immigration is a close second as a force that's transforming the country. And the two are at cross purposes. So immigrants come here overwhelmingly to work in low-skilled jobs. A lot of those jobs, no matter how hard we try, are going away. This is crazy. Why are we doing this?
Well, let's face it. There's a huge number of jobs right now. And let's take agriculture as an obvious example, where we're in the worst of all worlds. We don't have enough workers to do the work among the people already in this country, and we don't have a coherent immigration system, including something as obvious as a guest worker program, a legal guest
worker program.
Okay,
but ag is a small sector. Okay, ag is, and that's a separate debate. I disagree, but that's not, I mean, the much bigger picture is jobs in the service sector are going away that immigrants fill. We're continuing to import immigrants at over a million a year. Why are we doing that?
Although I appreciate your point, the magnitude here speaks otherwise. Again, let's take that number, 36 million. And there are estimates that go a lot farther than that, Tucker. We're not talking about the impact of immigration compared to that. We're talking about something absolutely seismic. And imagine, I think you and I share this concern. I bet a huge percentage of your viewers do, too. How do we have a threat to our security, to our stability as a country, to our social fabric? And there's no strategy whatsoever. In fact, the recent tax legislation made it worse. Encourage companies to lay off more workers and to put the money into new machines.
Halt or robot will destroy.
Bill de Blasio is just nuts. But it is something. Andrew Yang has made it a part of his campaign as well. The guy wants to give everybody $1,000 a month, every month.
Everybody. Have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Andrew Yang wants to do. Andrew Yang wants to give everybody $1,000. And one of the what he says is all this automation ended up making everybody in the Rust Belt really frustrated. And that's how we ended up with President Trump. I think it goes well beyond that. I think the fact that you had a Hillary Clinton campaign that just did not understand campaigning, that sent Hillary out, once, twice a day? Trump, during the closing weeks of the campaign, was out four or five times a day, six times a day sometimes, and just didn't, they didn't get it. It has nothing to do with automation or any of that. Andrew Yang, I think, is reaching on that one. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
15 seconds till showtime.
You got it.
I'm going to grab me 50 winks before the show.
Five seconds.
50 winks? Phew, buddy, that's a lot of winks. I'm a scat man.
Like I say, on Fridays, we don't take ourselves too seriously. We have some fun. That's what we do. Did you hear this from that climate change town hall where they had like 10 or whatever it was candidates, presidential wannabes on the Democrat side? And one of the things I came upon this, and I wasn't going to bring it to you because to me, it was another example of the onset of senility with Joe Biden.
Isn't that cute? But it's wrong!
But then the folks at Fox News put it on, and I was like, well, if they're going to use it, I guess we'll use it too. This is Dr. Mark Siegel commenting, reacting, with Tucker Carlson to the onset of senility, and something that I had not noticed during the broadcast, blood in the eye of Joe Biden. Yeah, this was bizarre. And if you saw it, the folks at Fox last night dressed it up. This would be cut 7. But this was Dr. Mark Siegel with Tucker Carlson on his confusion and that blood in the eye of Joe Biden, a major concern after that CNN town hall. Here it is.
That saves billions of gallons of gasoline. I mean, billions of 2.3 billion dollars worth of, excuse me, $500 billion in savings and 2.something billion metric tons of CO2 going in the air. And so there's a whole range of things that are going on now in terms of, you know, anyway, I'm taking too long. Sorry.
It's almost mean to put that on TV, and I'm being honest, we feel a little bit bad about it. He's running for president, though, and that was on television live last night. So there you go. And then, as if that wasn't concerning enough, Biden appeared to have blood coming out of one of his eyes. Should we be worried about him? Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox Medical contributor, and he joins us tonight. Doctor, thanks very much for coming on. So first to the more dramatic news, Biden did have blood in his eye. What might that have been?
Now, that's the more dramatic. And by the way, I haven't examined them. I'm not his physician. But that appears to me to be something called a subconjunctival hemorrhage, which sounds worse than it is. It's a blood vessel leaking just below the eye. And usually it's benign. It goes away on its own and it's nothing to worry about. Now, as you get older, it can have something to do with high blood pressure or bleeding problems or circulatory problems, but most of the time, no. So that in itself looked worse than it probably was. But it does, the other clip you showed, Tucker, where he appeared confused, that's been happening with increasing amount, where he seems to forget what state he's in, or the timeline of the Parkland school shooting. Things like that are really concerning to me. And again, I don't know the answer to why that's happening, but I want to point something out. He had those aneurysms clipped surgically back in 1988. You know what happened in 1990? We developed a new technique to do that where we went in through the artery itself, which was a miracle, a change. Now we do these procedures with something called a coil, which we put in right through the artery into the brain. It's a miraculous technological advancement. He didn't have that. He had a great surgeon who says that he's fine now, but I've looked at studies from 2000 and 2006. And again, I'm not necessarily talking about him. I'm talking about a patient who had the procedure he had with a one-centimeter aneurysm with some leaking into the brain. Down the line, you can see quite often cognitive changes, problems with thinking, problems with concentration, problems with orientation. So that's on my mind that that's something that might be something we would consider. We don't know if it's true in his case.
No.
But I am seeing what looks like it could be problems with thinking, orientation, and memory.
Whoa. Slow down, egghead.
No, that's Dr. Mark Siegel with Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. And just to show you that we are an equal opportunity radio show, there was something critical of the president. It is amazing how the talking heads, they beat a horse to death, and they still can't get away from the talking points. The president is unfit. He's incapable of holding high office. Let's go to cut 8. Because this is Jeffrey Toobin, the legal eagle, the senior legal analyst for CNN, I should say. And he was on with Wolf Blitzer. And, you know, this Trump Sharpie controversy, which, by the way, the president seems to want to keep it alive. I don't know why. He may have some folks that are talking in his ear that are saying, oh, this is good for you. It's good for you. Well, whatever. This was Jeffrey Toobin yesterday, though, with Wolf Blitzer, that Trump's Sharpie controversy and the map from the National Hurricane Center. For Jeffrey Toobin, this was a wake-up call. This explains everything.
You know, Jeffrey, this is a Sharpie. Yes. I don't know if you ever
seen it. But it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
It wasn't me. But I use a Sharpie once in a while. But what do you make of the mystery of who actually used the Sharpie to distort that official government map?
You know, who knows? I do not have the answer. But I do have one answer. I watched recently, there's a new documentary. It's coming out shortly about Roy Cohn, who was the corrupt, unethical, lying lawyer who was a mentor to Donald Trump. And it really explains a lot of what's going on even today. Because Roy Cohn, who was an aide to Joseph McCarthy, he believed in you fight about everything, no matter how trivial. You never let a charge go unanswered. You lie, if necessary, to respond to it. And that's what's going on here. Of course, this is a completely ridiculous controversy, which would be forgotten but for the president's insistence on fighting with, you know, the news media. But remember, he was also fighting with the actress Deborah Messing over the weekend as this hurricane was bearing
including
down.
Today, another tweet.
Well, it seems like madness, but this is who he is. And he got elected once and he may get elected again.
What's the matter with you people?
Coming up on the show, I am so excited about this. It's a guy that I have interviewed many, many times over the years when he was a congressman from Illinois. Aaron Schock has been harassed by the feds for the last, I think it's 2 or 3 years. And believe it or not, the feds finally dismissed charges of corruption against him. It's pitiful, really, what the federal government tried to do to this guy. Was this guy squeaky clean? No, by no stretch of the imagination. But I'll simply tell you this: the feds did the right thing. Now, they dismissed all charges against a former congressman from Illinois, Aaron Schock. His story coming up as we continue live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian moving close to North Carolina now. It could actually make landfall somewhere along the North Carolina coast soon, but it's also weakened. Here's National Hurricane Specialist Stacy Stewart.
Dorian has weakened this morning, likely due to drawing in some dry air on the east side of the storm. That's weakened the thunderstorm activity in the eastern eye wall. And we have radar and reconnaissance data that suggests the system has weakened. Maximum sustained winds now 90 miles per hour. Still a significant high-end Category 1 hurricane. Still capable of lots of damage, trees, power lines, and
The Labor Department's August jobs report is another possible sign that the U.S. economy may be slowing. The jobs report for August showing 130,000 new jobs created when analysts were expecting to see at least 160,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
It's Friday, all Friday. A wop, bop, a loo, bop, the weekend's here. Good morning, good morning.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. How about this one? Republican caucuses, this is according to Colo, Republican caucuses in four states, including Nevada, will be scrapped for the 2020 presidential election.
Bulletin, 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 bulletin. Here is a bulletin, bulletin, bulletin.
Yeah, the state, this is according to a report in Politico, the state GOP in Nevada, South Carolina, Kansas, and Arizona are set to finalize the move this weekend. The state party having its meetings in Winnemucca. They will also have elections for state officers. The move would be a setback for primary challenges against the president. Colo 8 News Now. Nevada Republican Party said, quote, instead of wasting money on a caucus, the Nevada Republican Party's Central Committee is going to vote on canceling it this weekend. This is no different than what many states have done previously when an incumbent president is up for re-election. Making this change would allow us to save money and put it towards electing Republicans up and down the ballot next November.
My advice is to write it all down. These are going to be words to live by.
The question is, and by the way, Trump advisors say there is a long history of caucus cancellations when an incumbent president is seeking a second term. So this is nothing new, but it is new for the state of Nevada. Anyway, we'll continue to follow this. I'll be joined by Annie Black. She's running against Michael McDonald for the state chairmanship, the state Republican chairmanship. We'll see what she says about this. Is this good for our state or is it bad for our state? We'll find out. Annie Black will join us about 10:30 this morning as she makes her way to Winnemucca. And this was stunning to me, although we've seen it in other states as well. Okay, to the audio sound bites. Aaron Schock. I've had him on, gosh, how many times? Dating back to my CBS days. This is cut 6, by the way. Cut 6. And Aaron Schock got in sideways with the feds. And just yesterday learned that all charges had been dismissed on federal corruption charges. And why the feds dismissed the charges of corruption against Aaron Schock. This was Aaron Schock last night on Fox News, a Fox News exclusive. Here it is.
The problem with this has been there's been so much misinformation by the press because they've been so eager to write about a corrupt politician. The reality is there's only one reason the Justice Department would drop a 24-count felony indictment. It's because I didn't commit 24 felony counts. I didn't commit a felony. And in the agreement that was reached, I pled guilty to nothing because ultimately the latest set of prosecutors who looked at the evidence and interviewed the witnesses came to the determination that there were no crimes committed.
All right, but let me just to be clear, I just want to make sure that this is correct. So you agreed to repay your campaign committee $68,000, correct? Is that correct?
Well, let me explain this. They audited $20 million of transactions over 8 years, and the main focus was on my mileage statements, which when I left office, I said we could have done a better job of keeping track of my mileage. What's important for your listeners to understand is that I'm the member of Congress. I'm running all over the 205 towns I represent. I never filled out a mileage statement in my life, okay? I know my name is on the door of the office. I know that I could have done a better job of overseeing the back office functions of my congressional office. But $68,000 is not the total sum of mileage that I overbilled. It's the total sum of mileage that was billed over 8 years. And what I agreed to do with the government was say, look, after 4 years of investigating everything about me, you can't even tell me how many miles I actually drove. And so what we agreed to do was I would pay back all of the money I was ever paid for mileage, most of which was accurately done, but it was never determined. It was a complete waste of taxpayer money over the last 4 years in this huge witch hunt that the federal prosecutor went on in an attempt to try and make a name for himself at my expense and great expense of the taxpayers.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
No. Basically, what this is government harassing and finally the government coming to its senses and saying there is no case here. Any case, any felony case whatsoever. That's what's and how much money do you think, I'm just guessing, Aaron Schock would have had to pay I'm just guessing the number is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars over 8 years. The way attorneys bill out billable hours. Yeah. We've been talking a lot the last few days about Walmart and its decision to. Yeah, this would be cut four. To essentially stop selling 5.56 and 223 ammo.
To stop selling
altogether handguns, which, by the way, does not mean we are going to end up with less handguns. I'm sorry, but it means that your neighborhood, locally owned and operated gun store. We've got Second Amendment guns here. We've got all kinds of companies that deal in guns. They sell guns legally. Now, that's as opposed to people that end up selling weapons illegally without gun background checks. Sorry, but it's true. And I found it interesting. Andy Puster, I don't know if you know that name. He's the former CEO at Hardee's. He actually sympathizes with the Walmart CEO, the edict on open carry in stores. They are respectfully asking, talking about Walmart, they are respectfully asking their customers not to open carry in their stores. Now, if you're wondering why, the tragedy in El Paso was at a Walmart store. Days before the El Paso massacre, two Walmart associates were killed by a third associate at a store in South Haven, Mississippi. And days after El Paso, a 20-year-old man was arrested after walking into a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri, sporting body armor and carrying a military-style weapon. He told authorities he was testing his Second Amendment rights. But Andy Puster, pretty smart guy. I've seen him on like CNBC and different networks talking about business. He is the former CEO of Hardee's, and he sympathizes with Walmart and their decision relative to the open carry laws.
I think there's two reasons that you would take actions like Walmart took to tell people they could, they encourage people not to come in with guns anymore. First of all, if somebody were shot in a Carl's or a Hardee's in a state where you were allowed to open carry and we allowed people in with guns, I think I would have rethought the policy. I mean, you just have an internal reaction to something like that, where I think it wouldn't be hurtful to encourage people not to bring guns into the stores. The other side of that is that CEOs would enact a policy like this because it's what they believe their consumers want. This is what I think. A lot of the things the Business Roundtable talked about, that everybody said, well, they're backing away from representing shareholders' interests. I don't think that's true. I think there are these social policy, these social justice things that are important to millennials, and they're going to go to companies that focus on those things. So if you thought your customers wanted an environment where there weren't guns, then you would enact a policy that met your customers' needs. That's how you grow your business and satisfy your shareholders. So I think there's a feeling of we should do something and a feeling of we want to meet our customers' needs.
You don't necessarily blame them for making this decision.
Not at all.
Based on what happened.
No, it's a capitalist country. They have every right to do it. Now, if I ran Walmart, I might think about putting in more security. If I'm telling people they can't come in with guns to protect themselves, you know, you might think about putting more security in the stores. But I'm not running Walmart, but I am sympathetic to the CEO who realizes that some of his customers were shot in his stores.
That's really interesting
that cuts
perspective.
To your heart.
Bye.
Stick around. We got much more to do. And again, Fridays are a fun day on the show. We don't take ourselves too seriously. Wyatt Cox goes absolutely nuts on the other side of the glass, having some fun. Coming up, it's a pretty serious subject. It is Larry Nassar, the former Michigan State gymnastics guy, and he's doing like 700 years in prison. The guy will never see the light of day, okay? But the Department of Education, federal, just issued a fine yesterday for $4.5 million against Michigan State University for essentially not pulling the plug on Larry Nassar years earlier. Jessica Howard is one of the Larry Nassar survivors. You will hear from her coming up in just a minute. Okay. She is one of the survivors and was on with Martha McCallum last night. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. We're going to take a quick break as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. a program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
Joe DiMessina. My give a damn's busted. It's become a common theme on this radio program for what, 4 or 5 years now. Before that, at CBS, dating back to what, 2011. Yeah, I know. I want you to hear from Jessica Howard. Jessica Howard is was a world class gymnast, and also happens to be a Larry Nassar survivor. And last night went on with Martha McCallum. Yesterday, the Department of Education issued a $4.5 million fine against Michigan State for essentially harboring a nasty, creepy felon by the name of Larry Nassar. Larry Nassar has been convicted of, hundreds of different crimes, and is going to do, I think, something like 700 years behind bars. I mean, this is life plus. Anyway, I want you to listen, though, to Jessica Howard. I am totally sympathetic to what she says. She says $4.5 million is not enough.
The punishment does not fit the crime. We have two decades, at least, at MSU of sexual abuse being reported. You know, two doctors and two different people, you know, and who knows how high up it went that it was reported, and these girls being told that they're just mistaken and wrong and made to feel crazy, like their bodies aren't their own, they don't understand, like they're supposed to be getting work on their back, and Larry's treatment doesn't include that. You know, the tragedy of the MSU case is that if they had listened to just one gymnast, who, you know, I just know through, you know, the circuit of hundreds of us, who reported, she did report in 97, that she would have, if they had listened to her, if they had believed her, just her, if they had followed proper protocol, even if they did not believe her, and they had followed protocol, they would have found that something was up, and that could have saved 600 victims moving forward. So just to keep something silent, they were willing to ruin a girl's head, and the experience is not pleasant. And then they were also willing to cover it up at every single level of the university. And if you're willing to tell me that $4.5 million covers that, and, you know, where should the money go? Like, it's not a discussion. That's a complete side point. It's not about where should the money go. It's about why in the world is the settlement that low? And also, we're trying to deter other universities, and we're trying to make doctors and people believe the women, and some of them are women, some of them are children, you know, and they need to be
before
believed.
I let you go, Jessica, do you think that it's gotten better at USA Gymnastics?
Oh, no. They need to be, they completely need to be just everybody out from the bottom. I clear the board out and replace. I've heard that from other gymnasts, and they all have the same reaction when I ask them that question. In the current situation, they say, absolutely not. They need to clear the decks of that organization and start from scratch. USOC, USA Gymnastics, if the new bill that is coming through, as I understand it, does dissolve the board and does follow through on what it says it can, then we have a shot at putting together an amazing... We're taking this chance to put together an amazing future for athletes that is free of abuse.
Sobering stuff from Jessica Howard, a Larry Nassar survivor. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. No matter where you live in the state of Nevada, if you and your family are looking for an extended outdoor experience, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. What is so sad about this, I think Jessica Howard, I think, made a pretty good case for it, that essentially this could have all been stopped way, 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 way early. This didn't, you know, when she says it could have prevented 600 girls from being victims, she's not exaggerating. I mean, that's true. That's absolutely true. And imagine if the folks in Michigan say, see, here's the problem, though, and this is what Jessica Howard didn't say. $4.5 million is a drop in the bucket, but they are liable civilly for maybe $1 billion or more. Not all of these 600 victims came through Michigan State, but they're going to be in court for decades litigating this whole stuff. Coming up in our next hour, very excited, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. will join us. Also, Annie Black, Mesquite City Councilwoman. And she is challenging Michael McDonald for the chairmanship of the Nevada Republican Party. We have reached out to both of the major candidates. I have not heard back yet from Michael McDonald. If he joins us later, he will. He has been invited. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local.
Now. I'm always good for a beer.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.